this is Dawn Reese's Hollywood Talk Show, Beauty King Special, with Miss Florida Reporter Lifetime. I'm Deidre Veronica, and you're listening to Chat with Deidre. And I have an awesome guest tonight. I'm excited to talk to Jackie Carpenter. Thank you for speaking with me tonight.
Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you about your, have your hands in different areas, and God is using you in such a great way. You're an author, film producer, you're co-founder of Christian Vogue magazine and Christian Teen Vogue magazine. So just tell us about Christian Vogue magazine, how it got created, and what inspired you to start the magazine.
You know, I am so excited about this magazine. Like you said, back in 2008, it all started from a horrible tragedy that our family experienced back in 2008 when my youngest son was falsely accused of a murder, and our family went through a murder trial, and God brought us through that, and we received a huge miracle through Psalm 91, claiming it over my son, and God protected us. He brought us through all of that. And when we got past all of that, God led me to write a book about the murder trial, about what we went through as a family, the whole ordeal. And later on, that book was picked up and produced into a movie. And the movie was released in 2013, and the name of that movie was Stand Your Ground. And after the movie released, maybe a year later, I started a television talk show, The Christian View, and that was a panel, a team of us that we would go on TV and we would take today's hot topic and we would discuss it from God's point of view. And I did that until the 100th episode. But during that time, I also created a magazine as an offshoot of that show called Christian View Magazine. And I really love magazine work. And it's an online magazine. And I don't know, I really enjoyed that part. It didn't seem like as much work as the movie and the TV show. Mm-hmm. The magazine was more enjoyable than it was work. And so after I sold the show and the magazine went with the show, I still had this desire. God had this desire in my heart to do a magazine. And a magazine to try and help women and girls, especially teenagers today coming alone in the way they dress. Because when I did the talk show, Deidre, I saw a lot in the way women dress, even Christian women, the way they dress. And it just always pricked at my heart, you know. Right. Convicted. It was convictions. And I thought, you know, I would love to do a magazine really based around convictions and dressing the way God wants his children to dress. So this year, I launched Christian Vogue magazine, and I brought on board Rhiann Ring, who is also one of the co-founders, and she's been helping me work on this magazine for the last 3 years before it ever launched. And she is an award-winning photographer. She's so creative. And Rebecca Keener came on with me. She also co-hosted with me on Christian View. So she and I go back a long way. And Rebecca's strength is research, interviewing people. She just brought so much to the table for Christian Vogue. And Anna Grace Veith is my granddaughter. And she came along beside me and co-founded along with me Christian Teen Vogue. Because she looks at all of it, Deidre, through the eyes of teenagers. But you know what is ironic about this thing? Even though I had such strong convictions about putting this magazine out there, and God had put it on my heart to do this and the need for it, I guess I just really did not realize how strong the need was until we started advertising that this magazine was coming. And I'm telling you, these are 3 years before this magazine launched. You should have just seen and witnessed all of the people wanting this magazine. Where can I get it? Where is it? How can I find it? I want my teenager to read this magazine. It's just such a need for this magazine out there right now. And so when it did launch back in June, we launched our inaugural copy, and it just, oh my goodness, it was so successful. We had the ads in that magazine were sold out within 24 hours from the time we put the ads on sale. Within 24 hours, all the ad space was taken. And I mean, people have just rallied behind this magazine and are supporting it. And so that's it. And not only that, and here's what's really, really has got us excited right now. We just finished our next issue, and it's launching November the 2nd, and that's coming up, like next week. And it is our fall and our winter issue, and it is themed the most wonderful time of the year, and it kind of covers Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we got notice that our magazine was up for an award from our very first launch in June. That is how powerful it is. And the Rice Awards in Atlanta, and that stands for Rising and Community Excellence, took a look at it, and they said, you know what? This magazine is award-winning. It's worthy. It's worthy of the award. And so we were nominated as the best, you know, for the year in publication. And so we are so excited about that right now. And, you know, it's like the way I look at it is if we can get our women being the best they can be and our teens being the best they can be, and it's not just women and teens. We're also gearing this thing toward men. We have not really included the men like we're going to yet. We're going to ease them into it. But it will include them on down the road because we don't want to, you know, extract them from anything. They are vital. They're vital to our society. So if we can just get everyone being the best they can be, then, Deidre, our community will be the best it can be. So that's kind of where we are right now. We're just real excited about this this upcoming nomination for the award, and we're excited about the launch of our second issue. And we're really excited for, like, this interview that you're doing with me right now and all of the support that has come along with this magazine.
That's awesome. I love how God uses, you know, tragedy, and it helps you to start this magazine and to spread his love and his joy, and he gives you an idea. And I love that you're obedient to his idea that he puts in you, and you see the fruit of it. That's incredible. And, you know, getting the Rice Award nomination for Publication of the Year is just so successful. And I know you're helping a lot of women and a lot of teens. And so that's incredible. And you mentioned,
you know, Peter, the thing is, it is so important. Image is so important, Deidre. You know,
right.
If we are a born-again child of God, we need to look like we are a born-again child of God. We do not need to conform to the world's dress code. Did you know that God is the world's greatest stylist for women? It's like we said, we are trying, with God's help, we are trying to design women God's way, designing women God's way. And he does have a dress code, and he did set the standards on how he wants his children to dress. And I think that's something that's just not addressed enough, Deidre, because if you look around, just the way the young girls are dressing, and even their mom, and it's a sad thing to see that, because the way people look at them, the way people look at a woman that is dressed modestly and classy, and the way that people look at a woman that is dressed immorally or is indecent. They look at these two types totally different, Deidre, and there's no way around that. They are looked at differently.
So I also think social media has a huge impact with that. A lot of women are just very, like, not dressed modest on social media, and the young girls, they see that, they want to be beautiful, there's a standard of beauty. So how do you incorporate that in the magazine, and like, what scriptures do you use to like let women and young girls know?
Oh my goodness. Yes, and you know, the main one would be 1 Timothy 2, 9 and 10. Let me just read that to you right quick. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves with modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair, gold or pearls, or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. We are supposed to dress godly, like we are a child of God. You know, if we dress our bodies in a way that makes a man stumble, lust, sin, then we have convicted of sin. And, you know, many times, and I don't know about you, Deidre, but many times I put on some clothes, and I looked in the mirror, and God convicted my heart. And he was like, now, Jackie, look how tight that is. Turn around, look at the back. You see how tight that is? And when I see that, and I'm convicted because I am a born-again Christian, and I have the Holy Spirit inside of me, and he convicts me. And if I go right on out, and I don't go change my clothes, but I go right on out, even after he convicted me and said, don't wear that, don't wear it, but I go on out anyway, I've sinned against God. So I can't do that because I want to please God, and I want his blessings on my life. I go and I change, and then I feel good about myself. And, you know, I've always said this. When I did the Christian View, I've always said this. The most beautiful women in the world are Christian women because they have their Father's eyes. And, you know, they not only they have God's favor on them. And when you've got God's favor on your life, you're totally blessed. And there's nothing social media can give you. There's nothing competing with other women can give you that is can even compete with what God can give you. And so, that's what we try to stress, dress in a way that pleases God so you will live a blessed life. And that's one of my main things right there. I want to see people living their best life as a blessed life. Because when you live a blessed life, Deidre, here, it doesn't get any better than that.
Right. That's awesome. You mentioned having the Holy Spirit and that conviction. What advice would you give to somebody? Maybe they're not a Christian, but they want a desire to dress differently because they see the effect of how men treat them and they dress provocatively. So how can women who maybe don't have the Holy Spirit conviction learn to look at themselves differently?
You know, Deidre, I've seen so many that I even know personally. I have 3 granddaughters, and the youngest one is 18, and I've watched them for years, but they're Christians. They've been Christians. My son is a pastor. They're preacher's kids. They're on social media, but I've never seen any one of those 3 girls has ever strayed from the way they dress for the Lord. But there's many that I have seen, that go the opposite direction. I've seen born-again Christian girls, but they're not dressing for the Lord. I've seen those that haven't accepted Christ as their Savior, the ones you're talking about right now. They kind of don't even know. But the thing is, even if you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, you know when you put something on and you look in the mirror, you see yourself. And I think the first thing is when you see yourself in that mirror, you should ask your question, do I like what I'm looking at? And if you don't, I would say go put on some more clothes. Because what you're seeing in the mirror is what everyone's going to see when you walk outside your house. And if you want a guy that's going to respect you and give his heart to you, it's one thing to attract a man's eyes. It's an entirely different thing, Deidre, to attract his heart. And the way a girl or a lady dresses, you can dress like a lady or you can dress like a not lady. And you know, if you're not going to dress like a lady, don't expect to get treated like a lady. And it all goes back to image and the way you present yourself. But I would pray that, you know, the first thing they would do is get their Bible. Even if they're not Christian, get a Bible. Get a Bible and get to know the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the best thing they can do for themselves. That goes way beyond the way they dress and anything else. Knowing Jesus as their personal Savior is the best decision they'll ever make in this lifetime. So that would be the first thing right there. You know, and the change starts on the inside. Once you know Jesus is your personal Savior, then you're going to start wanting to live for Him, dress for Him, make Him happy. And that's where I'm at. I want to make Him happy. I want Him to be proud of me. I don't want to wear anything out to dinner with my husband that I wouldn't wear out to dinner with Jesus. If Jesus was coming to pick me up for a date, would I be ashamed of what I'm wearing when I walk out the door? That's a good question for these girls. Even if they're not saved, if they don't even know Him, if He came today and wanted to take you out, would you go out in what you're wearing? Or would you run into the house and put side of us that we know the difference between right and wrong? I call it Holy Ghost convictions because I'm a born-again Christian. But still, they know right from wrong, Deidre.
Right. So how, you said you're doing, like, advertisements and marketing. Is your magazine, like, getting into churches and things like that?
Well, you know what? We are an online magazine. We do not sell this magazine. It's free. It's free for every person listening right now. It's online, so that means it can go all the way around the country. It can go into any household with a click of a stroke, you know, you're there. It's C, Vogue, the letter C for Christian, Vogue, V-O-G-U-E, mag, mag.com, cvoguemag.com. And if they go on there and they click or key that in, the first issue from June will come up, click on it, and then you just swipe your finger across and it just turns the pages for you and you just read it right there online on your computer, on your phone, you know, anywhere in your car, when you're parked somewhere and waiting. You can just read it anywhere you like.
Perfect. That's great because the internet, a lot of people have access to that. So,
And that's what's so great about it. And they can share it. They can share the link with other people who need this. You know, not only that, there's also great articles in this magazine. First of all, we try to get women on our cover who have very powerful testimonies. And the lady that's going to be on the next, Robin Bartram was on our inaugural issue, and her testimony is just so powerful. And the lady on the November issue is Shannon Fields, the actress Shannon Fields. And her husband passed away last year, and her article is so powerful in dealing with grief through the holidays, and it is just so powerful. So that's another aspect of the magazine outside of the dressing properly and trying to help women be the most beautiful women in the world, and they also empowering them, you know, with knowledge and helping them with all aspects of their lives. So we include powerful stories and articles and makeup tips and style tips, wardrobe tips. It's just all right there.
That's awesome. So what has been your favorite part of the process? You said you brought some ladies on. Like, how is it working as a collective?
We did not look at this magazine as a work. All four of us look at this magazine.
All right, so Jackie, are you still there?
Hey. Can you hear me?
Can hear you a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, we're just, you know, we work on this thing, and it's not work. It's just a lot of fun that we have and doing something for Jesus. And, you know, it's so rewarding. And it's we just always have a great time when we're together. And it's just a real blessing for all of us. And David Skinner, do not let me leave him out. David Skinner is our creative editor, and he is the wind beneath our wings. And Jesus is the wind beneath his wings. And I'm going to tell you something. David just takes this thing and he puts it together and he makes a masterpiece out of this magazine.
That's awesome. And I love all the work that you're doing. It's incredible. The TV show, the movie. And we have just a couple minutes left. Do you have any last words of encouragement or any upcoming projects you want to talk about?
The biggest thing is, find the magazine that's about to release next month, November the 2nd, 8 o'clock in the morning. The link will go up, you know, go on Facebook, Christian Vogue Magazine. Go on Instagram, Christian Vogue Magazine, or look up me, Jackie Carpenter. You'll find it all there as well. And follow us alone, because we're always posting powerful posts. Things that will help you just in our social media posts every day. And watch for the link to this new magazine coming out on November the 2nd, the new issue. Go read the first one, because it's already there. It's ready right now for you to click on it, start reading the articles, and get familiar with it. And then watch for the one coming out on November the 2nd.
That's awesome. I'm definitely going to be looking through that. I was reading the magazine earlier today. It's awesome. I want to keep reading it. Definitely impacting me. I know it's going to impact a lot of people. And it's awesome. God gave you a specific topic that isn't talked about enough. So I do pray and hope that, you know, the church, and women, older women, like Timothy says, teach the younger women how to, you know, be a woman, how to dress, how to be with their husband, how to be a woman of God. And I always go back to Proverbs 31 and look at how she lived her life. And I always get encouraged every time I read Proverbs 31. So I'm so thankful to talk to you, Jackie.
Deidre, if you look at our inaugural copy, it is the Proverbs 31.
Awesome. Thank you. That's all the time we have for tonight.
Thank you.
Hi, have a good night.
Motown Originals are on the move, live, in person, and virtually, with an unprecedented concert and networking tour. Ozone Gold is traveling the country with a star-studded roster starting this November 26th here in the City of Champions, premiering the new hit single, Baller's Walk, from the original sound of Motown, Ozone. Also, check out the exclusive vending opportunities available live and virtually. Both are on sale now at OzoneGoldRadio.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Patty from Soap This. I just want to announce we have our next event December 4th. It's Young and the Restless Actors, plus Jacob Young, who used to be on Bold and Beautiful. The actors are Jordi Villasuso, Sean Dominic, and Jacob Young. To get tickets, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. The event is December 4th, and come and have a great time and meet these great actors. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
This is Teresa Velasquez, and I am with the World Tourism Pageant. I have a current title of Universe Tourism, and I also have a legacy title. So tonight we have Ali Lennox. That was his song we played in the beginning of the show, and that's Like You. You'll hear a little bit more later. He is an amazing musician, composer, singer. And we also have Nancy, and she's with the World Tourism Pageant as well. She's a legacy queen, and she'll be talking after Lee. Lee, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, great, great. Thank you so much. And that was a beautiful song in the beginning of the show. We're going to play a little bit more later so they can hear the whole song. I did want to talk to you a little bit about your music background, and I wanted to ask you some questions, such as, when did you start your playing music?
I started back playing music around 97, 98, but I've been around music my whole life. You know, from my granddad had a gospel group that traveled up and down, you know, the highways, east and west, you know, across everywhere that I could think of, and I used to travel with them, and the music's been in and around me my whole life.
Wow, yeah, so you have a musical family then. That's how it all started for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So what inspired you to do the music?
I first started just writing poems just to pass the time away, because as a youngster, everybody was, you know, said that I was so sweet, so cute, but nobody would ever date me or want to give me. So I started writing poetry to try to pass the time away, and then when music married that, you know, so those two came together at a perfect time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is it, you know, you got into writing music, and now look where you're at with the you write music like it's nothing. You have how many songs now?
I truly don't know.
Thousands or something?
I would say around 4 or 5 thousand. Yeah, 4 or 5 thousand. Yeah, I just.
Oh my goodness! Wow, that's a lot of songs. That's wonderful. So, and who influenced you in your music?
Growing up, I remember Boys to Men's album Evolution came out, and I was at a stoplight early in 1997-ish, and I was like trying to figure out, I wonder who, somebody had to write this song, and so if you wrote it, nobody else knew it, so the whole thing of writing something that no one else knew intrigued me, and I started it, and I've been doing it ever since. Du Bois des Mines and Brian McKnight are two influences to me.
Brian McKnight?
Yep, Brian McKnight and Du Bois des Mines, those two are the largest.
Wow. Okay, and then what inspired you to be a singer, to sing?
I love manipulating sound with my voice, and I like...
You have a really high voice, beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a challenge to me to see if I can make my voice do what my mind is thinking.
Oh, okay.
More of a cognitive thing.
So it's a challenge, the challenge that you like.
Oh, sure. Because there were days that I just couldn't do, you know, I would hear somebody do something live or listen to it on a CD, and I would stay up for hours trying to emulate exactly what they did.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and then for what about the tips for composing music? You say you have about 4,000 to 5,000. What are your tips for composing music for someone who's starting?
Write and compose what you feel. Like if I come into my lab, if I'm in a good mood, I'll produce from a good mood. If I'm in a sour mood, I'll produce from a sour mood. But my sour moods, I usually try to make it still be something uplifting, but just something that's relatable. So I would just tell somebody who's interested in starting it, whatever you produce, be true to you. Because when you're finished, that'll help you feel better about yourself.
Okay. Sounds good. And then what instruments do you play? I know you use the saxophone, the organ.
Keyboard, primarily now, but my first instrument was drums. I played sax. I played bass a little bit. I have an acoustic, but I wouldn't tell anybody I have one because I'm not proficient at it, but I love the way it sounds.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's wonderful. My goodness. And so what genres do you play most? What do you like the best? Or which ones do you prefer?
Right now, indie songwriting type of acoustic, whether it's just an acoustic guitar and or a piano and vocals, that's been intriguing to me of late because you're able to get a whole lot more of what you feel into the song when there's very little structure.
So you put more feeling into it?
Mm-hmm. Similar to the one that was played at the beginning of the show. With that one, it's a broad stroke when you're painting.
Like you, the one that we just played earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what advice do you have for those interested in a music career?
Have a plan B.
Have a plan. Plan B?
Have a plan and have a plan B. Because...
Plan A, plan B.
Yep. Just because you love it doesn't mean it's going to absolutely happen exactly how you want it to go. So don't do it for the money. Do it for the love of it. And then everything else falls into place. Because if you go the other way about it, you'll be disappointed.
There's different routes to it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody does it the same way. But if you really love, you have a passion for what you do is in the arts, you will get there eventually.
Oh, for sure. You just have to learn how to be patient with yourself, which is something that over the years I've started to now do it because I absolutely love it, as opposed to trying to make a career out of it. So I'm praying, my prayer for myself is that my love for what I do will make an open door for me and not necessarily from a financial perspective.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and then what types of goals and plans should someone pursuing a music career have? The goals and the plans you said have plan A and B.
I would say first just to have a plan. Put a plan in place by being connected to people that are like-minded. You know, people that can help shape and mold what you don't know you look like yet within what you're passionate about. It can't just be passion. It has to be formed passion, something that is tangible so that when you go after it, you're just not running with your eyes closed, that you're truly going after a goal that you can reach, short-term and long.
Yeah, you have to be surrounded by these people. You know, it's like a Dawn Reed. She's surrounded by all these entertainment people, and she makes things happen. I mean, we get together and, you know, just things happen because we're connected and we're like-minded, like you said, and that's what you need to do.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah. Okay. So is there anything else you'd like to add to anything about your music?
No, nothing about my music, except I just wanted to just thank you for all of the times that you've had me on the show and being able to talk to people and give my heart, my passion to your listeners and everything.
Absolutely. This is your home. Yeah, if you want to play all your music, all 5,000 of them, that's fine, too. You know, you can go over to the International Christian Film Festival and do like Donna. She has a boat business now with her husband, and they rent a little table, mm-hmm. you know. So you could do the same thing. Rent a table and, you know, let people know who you are, and who knows what might happen from there.
I'll look into more of that, because I know you sent me some information on that, so I'm going to look into that when that comes back around.
Absolutely. I will do that. And so, thank you, Lee. We will play your music at the end of the show. I wanted to talk to Nancy. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. And I wanted to let everybody know you're Nancy, and you're with the tourism pageant, like myself. And we've been there with Terry Lee, Terry Moore Alexander. She's the director of the pageant. We've been with her a long time. So recently, she says, "Hey, I want you to be one of the legacy queens." So I agreed, and so now we have Nancy, we have me, we have Kay, and Carrie, right? Carrie's also?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have four legacy queens, and we're not just queens, you know, it's like pageants have a lot that they do for the communities and the churches. And the ladies have platforms. They work with these, you know, communities and the churches and the nonprofits to help others. And from personal experiences, for example, Kay, she's a cancer survivor. And she'll be with us hopefully next month to do the show. And Nancy survived three strokes, right? You mentioned something about your heart and all that. That you had three heart attacks, and as far as your organization, VIC, can you tell us about that?
I had first survived two strokes, and I got with the Stroke Association here in Louisiana so that I could go out and talk, and that's how I ended up in pageants, is because no one wanted to listen to me unless I had a pageant title. And I was watching TV one night and saw the Mrs. America pageant. And I was like, wow, they really have pageants for ladies like me? So I found a pageant that was happening in 2 weeks and went and did it and won my division, which I was like, whoa, wow, hey, cool. So I called the people back that had turned me down to listen about stroke awareness. Called them back and said, "Hi, I'm Nancy." Told them my title, and they were, "Yeah, we'd love to hear you." And I was like, "Wow, what a difference a title makes." Well, a year later, they disbanded here in Louisiana, and I had already been working with the Humane Society and different organizations and nursing homes here. So I changed my platform from strictly Stroke Association to VIC, which is VIC, Volunteer in Community. Anyone can do it. Everyone is needed. Won't you come and volunteer with me? So the different organizations that I'm with, I'm like with the Humane Society of Northwest Louisiana. I'm with the crew of Barkus and Meow, which here in Louisiana, of course, with Mardi Gras, you have different crews. Well, the crew of Barkus and Meow is the animal crew, where, yes, the animals actually are the king, the queen, the dukes, the duchesses, the prince, and the princesses, which for the past 2 years, my sweet Remy was the queen for Barkus and Meow.
And could you explain to everybody who Remy is?
Remy is actually, she is a certified therapy animal, and she is also my service animal. She is a little Yorkie. And so she goes into nursing homes for therapy in the nursing homes, which tomorrow, actually, we're going to a nursing home where she will be doing therapy visits.
That's wonderful.
So, you know, yeah. So, you know, she got to be the queen for 2 years because, of course, this past year, we did not have Mardi Gras thanks to COVID. So, you know, we just then had our drawing for the Mardi Gras crew for the animals, and she did not get drawn again, which is fine. She, you know, had it for 2 years. So let somebody else be queen this year. So anyway, I'm also with PawsForFriendshipInc.org, which is who she is certified through as, you know, for the therapy.
Can you see that? Pause.
PawsForFriendshipInc.org. That is who she is certified as a therapy animal.
And that's for, you know, somebody else wants to do the same thing on the air.
Right. Exactly.
.org. So that's pauseforfriendship.org. If anybody's interested in doing, like Nancy, certifying her her baby.
Yeah, it's pauseforfriendshipinc.org.
Got it. I see it here. There's a Facebook page on it, too.
Yes.
I can see it, yeah.
And then,
so just look into that. Yeah, absolutely. That's a wonderful thing. Service animals are wonderful. They dogs are just amazing. Some of the things that they can do, you know, it's just so helpful.
Exactly.
So, yeah, oh, they're amazing animals.
And when we were going into some of the nursing homes before COVID hit, she would go in while I would do makeovers on the ladies, or if we mm-hmm. planned bingo, you know, she would go in and she would sit, you know, with several of the residents, you know, to where she was doing therapy the whole time we went. You know, no matter what we were doing, she did therapy. You know, and she loved it. The residents love it. And I'm also, you know, doing Damsel in Defense, which, you know, has gun devices, pepper sprays, whistles, wallets, purses.
Oh, so you're doing that also, like defense, like a self-defense organization?
Yes, right.
And can you repeat that? Damsel
in Defense.
Defense. Okay. Damsel in Defense. And then anybody that's interested in that kind of thing, where they can protect themselves, and they have, you said, pepper spray and all that?
Yes. In fact, we have the only pepper spray that if you spray somebody with it, in fact, I did this while I was at the gun range. And we were showing it to at the club.
Mm-hmm.
We accidentally activated it. You can put up to 5 contacts, and if it's activated, it will contact your contacts, and it tells them where you are. Well, we accidentally activated it, and it got in touch with my daughter. And it told her exactly where we were, which was the gun range.
Oh, wow.
So my daughter immediately messaged me wanting to make sure we were okay. And I looked at the president of the club, and I said, uh-oh. She goes, what? And I said, Well, we accidentally activated it, and my daughter knows we're here, so she's making sure, you know, that I'm okay.
That's great. I like that.
Her knowing
it detects where you are.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of the pepper sprays that, you know, if you activate it and you've got five contacts, this contact can contact you to find out if something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't contact them back and say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm okay, they then can contact the police and tell the police exactly where you are.
That is really awesome for people that
really
need that. Absolutely. You know, you never know these days. So they also have stun guns, right? Stun devices, is that here?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So those things are legal to carry.
Yes.
That's absolutely wonderful that you're doing that. So the VIC group that you're with, Volunteer and Communities, allows you to participate in all these different kinds of organizations, which is great because it opens the doors to more volunteer work. You don't have to strictly focus on heart stroke awareness or anything like that.
Right.
You can just get involved with all kinds of stuff. So everybody is Volunteer and Community, VIC, VIC. That's a wonderful thing. Absolutely. I'm going to look it up.
Definitely.
VIC. So look it up. It's VIC, Volunteer and Community. And look into, you know, doing some good volunteer work. Anyway, Nancy, I wanted to talk a little bit about the safety tips for this month. I wanted to cover for Halloween. There's, of course, harvest festivals everywhere. I'm going to be going to one tomorrow here in Stockton, California. And they have all kinds of goodies and fun stuff to do with the family. It's going to be at one of the churches here. There's the Quail Lakes Church here in Stockton. There's a few, you know, around. There's also the Delalco, which I used to take my daughter every year to go pick up pumpkins. It's a family farm. They have corn mazes, if you want to do that.
Awesome.
And you can pick up some pumpkins. It's family owned. I met the family, a really nice family. So it's lots of fun, a lot of family fun there. That's going on for October, and it's a family farm for October, November, and December that's open here nearby in Lathrop. This is Stockton. Lathrop is like, you know, 15 minutes away. It's real close. But a lot of people go there, and they have hay rides. They have all kinds of fun stuff to do.
Definitely.
And then, of course, there's, let's see, the safety tips that I wanted to mention to all the moms and dads about, you know, taking your kids out trick-or-treating and all that.
Teenagers.
Teenagers. Oh, yeah, be careful. There's a lot of stuff that happens the following day. You have to be very careful. You hear about bad things going on. And then, this is one advice. One tip, have a parent or adult trick-or-treat with you. Always carry a flashlight or glow stick.
Definitely.
Look both ways, right, before crossing in the street. Because, I mean, I know here they have the University of Pacific has an event for the kids, but it's in early hours. And it is like wall-to-wall kids and cars. It's by Miracle Mile, that area there where we live. And it's just, oh, my goodness, just can't even move, like sardines in a can. But and then another one is listen for traffic. Walk on sidewalk when possible. So listen to the traffic. Only wear costumes that fit well and are flame-resistant. Wear masks that you can clearly see out of, you can see.
Yep.
Enter only the homes of friends or family. Don't go into a strange home. Examine treats before eating. You have to be very careful. You hear about poison, right, in the candy, and all kinds of horrible things.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And then it says here, never eat treats that are not sealed. So you want to make sure that they're sealed well, So moms and dads, make sure you check the candy. Teens, you're going out there, make sure you're checking your candy. Examine them. So don't just put everything in your mouth and think that it's okay.
True.
So those are some of the tips that are, you know, important during this time of year. So there's a lot of fun stuff to do. And the harvest festivals are all over the place. You can look it up, Google them in your area. I have some here that I'm planning to go to tomorrow and the next day. And then they'll also farm. That's another fun thing that we can do for Thanksgiving. It's open for Christmas. It's beautiful. So you can look at, you know, places like that to go to. And they're safe. You don't have to worry, you know. Have some family fun.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Nancy, for sharing your VIC volunteering communities organization that you're involved, you know, all the organizations that you're involved with. And it opens the door to more things that you can do and help people. So, you know, that's the thing about pageants, that the girls really, you know, they have some great platforms in their helping communities and nonprofit organizations and churches. And that's the great thing about the pageants. And like you, you have personal experiences and you're hearing them. Anyway, Nancy, yes. God bless you. I'm going to have Lee's song back on. Could you put Lee's? And Lee, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
so much.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen
from the Sunshine State. This is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.